Hi, and welcome to Sacktown Beat. I'm Cheryl Stewart from Mix 96, and in these podcasts, we're going to introduce you to fun, family-friendly things to do around the Sacramento area. Whether you've just moved here, or you've been living here your entire life, hopefully we will help you discover things about Sacramento that make it such a vibrant community and a great place to live. In this episode, we talk to Christy Jordan. She's the executive director of the Chalk It Up Festival. Every year, they fill Fremont Park with a celebration of local arts and artists, and in the process, inspire tons of creativity and future artists in Sacramento. Welcome, Christy, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you, and we are one of the last of the free family-friendly festivals.
And there's a lot going on that people can enjoy at the Chalk It Up Festival. It's not just chalk art, although that is the big draw.
That is the draw. That's the reason we're there. But at our festival at Fremont Park, a person can find local food vendors, lots of local craft vendors. There's live music all 3 days from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with a very diverse lineup of bands and types of music all day long. We've got a beer garden that has local beer from Urban Roots Brewing, cider from Two River Cider, a cocktail from Burley Beverages. So we have all local drinks for those 21 and over. And then there's a great playground and things for kids of all ages. And then, of course, the chalk art, our reason for being there.
Amazing chalk art. I cannot believe what some of these artists create with chalk, stuff we played with as kids.
It is outstanding. And really, it is the stuff we play with as kids. And this is what I think is so meaningful about it, because Chalk It Up's mission is to inspire and support the next generation of artists. And all kids have a bucket of chalk at home. And I think when you get there and you see what these artists can do with that simple sidewalk chalk tool, it's unbelievable. And you can't help but be moved and inspired by watching their work.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, the connection to local art goes even further to things like, local bands and artists, musicians.
We do try to keep everything local. Every year we do get requests for people who have different imported items and things I'd like to sell. And we really back off on that. We really try to keep everything sort of local because we want to celebrate the arts and the makers and the talents. And Sacramento is rich with talent, rich with musical talent and artistic talent. So it's really a celebration of that.
Absolutely. What have been some of your favorite works of art that you have seen through the Chalk It Up Festival through the years?
So, last year we couldn't have our big festival and we had to make the pivot to do more of a virtual festival. And so we spread the chalk artists out all around the Sacramento area. So, because we really just couldn't have that gathering place at Fremont Park. And the work that we saw coming in from our independent artists who were working in their own neighborhood parks or in front of their own homes and in their driveways was just stunning, to the point that we made a separate gallery on our website so people could go back and see that art. These are people who had never participated in the festival before and decided to give it a try, and that was great. Another unbelievable piece from last year that still just blows me away. Nestor Mendoza, who's been with Chalk It Up, I think this will be like his seventh year, he's a tremendous artist. He did this massive piece. The model, whose name is going to escape me, she's Jamaican-American model, and she has vitiligo, so her skin is dark and light. And he did this stunning piece of her on the runway in a blue gown. And this piece was massive, something he couldn't have done at the park because of the size and scope. It is amazing to think it was all done with chalk, and a tiny bit heartbreaking to think that it all went away with the first rain,
Thankfully, the rain is probably a little ways off, so we can enjoy these works of art for a while, even though we need the rain.
We do need the rain, but that is part of the magic of Chalk It Up, is these spectacular works of art erupt on the sidewalk, but they're temporary. They're fleeting, so we have to enjoy them in the moment.
I know that one of the big focuses of this festival is promoting art with kids, and you've been able to make a lot of grants to local programs and local schools. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, and thank you for asking that, because while we're known for this great festival, and it is our biggest event of the year, through the year, we do work on our mission to support the next generation of artists and the programs which inspire them, and that we do through targeted art grants to Title I schools, to PTAs and PTOs who support Title I schools, and to other nonprofit organizations who want to bring in an artistic component to whatever work they're doing. And so that's very meaningful for us, and we're really excited. We're going to be giving away some giant novelty-sized checks at the festival to our latest grant winners.
And it's so important, you know, with more and more things, and this has been happening over decades, more and more things being cut out of schools because of budget reasons, and arts, it seems, was one of the first and heaviest hit. It's nice that you can kind of step in the gap there, because people need art. They need self-expression, and especially if you can get kids to express themselves in these ways, who knows where they'll go with that.
It is so important, the self-expression piece. And then when you speak to the workforce, or what we need in our workforce, we need creativity in our workers. We need people who can think and be imaginative. So just because you don't sort of follow a path to being a professional artist does not mean that that creativity does not play a role. So kids need art because they need to get in touch with that piece and unleash their creativity, the creativity we all have.
Yeah. And, you know, something else I think that people don't talk about enough is the part that art plays in mental health. You know, when someone else is expressing what's going on inside them, whether it be through music or a painted piece or a piece of chalk art, and you see it and you instantly recognize and connect with those feelings, like, that does something for you.
Absolutely. And especially right now for kids after this last year and doing school remotely. And we just find that art is a way to kind of connect with that social emotional learning piece that's so important to kids. One of the grant recipients that we're going to be giving a giant novelty size check to at the festival is the Arab Community Center for Integration Services. Mm-hmm. And they have not had an art component before. They're helping Afghan refugees come to this country, and they want to bring in some art, again, to be that art therapy piece and to help some of the kids really get in touch with their emotions via art. That's a very meaningful grant for us to offer, because it's meaningful work.
I don't know if we'll ever get to see the results of that, but that would be really fascinating, I think, for the rest of us to get a peek inside what is going through them and their emotions, and kind of get a glimpse into this other part of the world. And if nothing else, I think it builds empathy.
I think you're right. What we've, over the last 12 years, what we've learned is a little better on how to follow up with our grant recipients and how to get that feedback so that we can share with our community the work that they are doing. And so we always try to find a way to share that out, whether it's via our email, on our website, or social media, to show how those grants are used. And it's always moving. It's always touching. So a person that's made a little donation to Chalk It Up can really feel like they've had a hand in that.
Yeah. You know, Sacramento is being known more and more as this very vibrant, artistic community. And this has actually been in the works for a long time, but it's kind of finally now getting the recognition and spotlight that it deserves. I think, you know, your festival is one of the reasons. The Wide Open Walls competition is another reason. Why do you think, first of all, why do you think Sacramento is such a magnet for creative types, and why is it so rich in the arts?
Well, my guess about why it's a magnet is because we are a lovely, friendly bunch of people here. Yeah. And I do think that while our city has grown exponentially, and we are very sophisticated when it comes to business and tourism and dining and all of the amazing things we offer, we do still retain that kind of smaller town feel. And that's very welcoming. I also think that our city leadership, they have really placed a value on supporting that creative economy. We know what that can do and how that can bring in more business and bring in more tourism dollars. And so I really applaud our city leadership, organizations like Visit Sacramento, for really investing and supporting the arts and our artistic community.
Absolutely.
And then somebody like Chalk It Up, who started out as some like hippy dippy little art festival, you know, we get to kind of sit back and see the rewards of that work. And even though we kind of try to keep our festival a little on the hippy dippy side because it's cool, we know that there's some really powerful work and some really tremendous professional artists coming out of that.
You know, it's funny because I lived in Sacramento in the mid 90s, and then I just moved back in January of this year. And I was immediately struck, of course, by all the murals, but then, you know, all of the live music and people here. I mean, they're really committed to expressing themselves creatively. And I love that. That's part of the DNA of the city.
I love that too. And especially when you touch on music, we have such a talented musical community in Sacramento. And, you know, one look at our band lineup this year, it is so diverse. We've got an all-female mariachi band. We've got some hip hop, indie rock and punk rock, alt country. There's a guy who wears a spacesuit and plays bluegrass. And I'm not totally sure what to expect out of that, but I can't wait to see it. So
that sounds amazing.
Yes.
And that's some commitment to wear a spacesuit in 90 plus degree weather.
Yes. His name is Dusty the Stampede. And on our website, you can link out to see his YouTube videos. And he's very innovative and creative and thoughtful. And we've got 3 full days of that kind of stuff. And then, of course, each of our days has a tremendous headliner, too. So it's exciting. And our days start with youth artists. So we've got Girls Rock, which is the local nonprofit summer camp that makes sure girls know how to rock, which I love that.
Love them.
And school bands and student musicians to start the day. It's really exciting.
That's amazing. And I do want to mention your YouTube channel, because a lot of the performances from past years are there for people to enjoy. If they kind of want to get a sample of what to expect when they come to the festival, you can get a taste of it there.
Absolutely. We have past year's performances. And of course, last year, because we couldn't have that festival gathering, we had bands that offered to live stream or record themselves so we could have the full music component online only. And that was really exciting, too.
How can the community best support what you're doing with the Chalk It Up Festival and with your commitment to arts for kids?
Sure. So for the festival, we'd love to have people come out and visit the festival. We've got it mapped out, so there's plenty of space, personal space, so people could bring a picnic blanket and sit and watch the band and visit some of the art and craft vendors and visit the food vendors. And of course, walk around and see the art. On our website, we have our virtual map where people can look to see where the art is throughout the region, because you can walk starting at Old Town Sacramento and walk all the way through downtown and midtown, because we've got art all around the town as well as Fremont Park. And then of course, donate. You can sponsor a square at the festival or make a donation and help us keep this going for, you know, maybe another 31 years.
Yeah. Hopefully it grows every year.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Right.
You know, there's, as you touched on a little bit, you know, there's not too many things where a family can come out and enjoy free entertainment. And it sounds like there's plenty for families to see and do and enjoy for the entire festival.
There really is. And, you know, in years past, I will say we've always had a tremendous kids activity area. And this year we pulled back on that because we just felt like it wasn't the best atmosphere for kids who don't know each other to be gathered in small groups working on art. So we're leaving it all to the chalk this year. Kids can come and get a free piece of chalk, and there's plenty of sidewalk space within the park so that kids can add to the beauty of the park. And of course, that great playground, lots of personal space for kids and families and groups of friends to enjoy the festival. And for a lot of kids, this is their first time seeing live music performed by people. And I think that's very motivating and inspiring. So we love that part.
Love it. And thank you for what you're doing in the community. And thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
If folks want to get more information, of course, you can go to chalkitup.org. The festival runs all Labor Day weekend and Fremont Park. Great place to start.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you. Pleasure.